fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Oh, going fishing all the time. That should have been my New Year's resolution. Leaf, how you doing about all the time? You're not all the time yet, are you?
Well, you know, no. This time of the year, it's, you know, I try to aim for at least once a week. During the summer, I'm going, and the rest of the season there, I'm trying to go for once a day, at least.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the Leaf we know.
Yeah.
Once a day.
Last week, though, it was twice in a week. Had a little bit of, gave myself a little vacation.
Stepping up.
And, got back, right back over to OMAC because it was too much fun last time I went over there with Greg. So, peeled back over there with the lanes as usual.
Didn't you say it was uncommonly calm
it
last
was
time?
The day last Greg time. And I were there. So
how was it this time?
It was very commonly windy.
Yes, okay.
And so, I got kind of sunburnt with Greg the first time because that nice glass finish on the water and... Yeah. Just didn't expect to have to, so I didn't put on sunblock. But this time, could have used some windblock. We went up to up to Mission because it was the last day at that point. It's closed now. Now your choices are just pretty much everything in between beer can and cow pie.
Okay.
Went into Mission just to try to hide from the wind, even though all winter here we've been having kind of average of one fish out of there each time.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it was looking like that. Not even one fish came for us in like 3 hours. So.
Ew.
We pulled out. Pretty cool, though. We saw some doll sheep on our way out. Just,
fun.
You know, such rugged, beautiful country and cool critters there.
Yeah.
Went down to the other end, knowing that we were going to fight the wind, but just, like, not ready to give up. And took about 10 minutes staring at my rod tip as I was kicking along, kind of mooching my balance leech on full sink. I was starting to get kind of seasick because the waves were so big and I was trying to focus on my rod tip. But got into a fish within 10 minutes, and it just kind of got, you know, back into that spot where Greg and I had been the week before. I knew about where 30 feet should be, you know, and even though I was in my little pontoon boat, was able to kind of dial right in on that and was doing, you know, quite well. I think I ended up landing 11, losing probably 13. I mean, it was kind of hard the way they're biting, and with the mooching tactics, sometimes you're letting line back, and they'd catch you when you're letting line back. Was very happy with what I got to hand.
Yeah, I'd say.
And just, you know, good time. No giant fish, but some medium-sized ones. And I can see that they're still on that 30 predominantly, but probably by the time people make it there, 25, 20 will be the vertical depth of the water, and they could be anywhere in that column. A lot of times seeming like the bigger ones on the bottom, but anywhere up to the surface, because they were still the evening calmed and the chironomid soup happened again, and they came up and started sipping those down.
Yeah, okay.
You know, adult buzzer midges all the way up into flight and all the way under the water. So, I mean, it was a thick hatch, and they were even, you know, even with somewhat breezy conditions getting out there and getting some once it calmed down just a little. I look for these fish to be getting shallower, and they were zigging over into... What must have been about 8 feet of water because in the first beach there, my friend Sarah had troubles with her pontoon and she was fishing from shore. And she did find a couple had strayed over towards the shore and were taking stuff in shallower water, too.
Okay. So why do they close part of that lake down? Is it to protect the population or?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
They closed down Mission to tribal fishing only, and that is... at this point, we get a lot of fish in there, so there may be a chance for them to do some, you know, some meat harvesting there. But also, more importantly, you'll see their trap in there right now, too. They have this kind of cool, I can't remember what the name of the trap is.
A trap for harvest or for science?
For their brood stock.
Okay.
So they will take those fish and make the next generation of Lahontans from there. And,
okay.
It's easy enough to understand traps in the river. Fish either swim up through them and get caught, or in my case with the kelp program, we let them go up through and we catch them on the way back down. But that's kind of using current. So if you think about trying to trap fish in the middle of a lake, you got to get them to kind of swim into that thing. And so as far as the way most of those work, it's kind of just like a maze, a few corners that they swim into and then finally through some sort of, triangular shape that they can't so easily find their way back out of. And then they go out there and clean that thing out and take their brood stock back to the hatchery. So they're partially closing that so that the tribe people can have harvest and then also so they can kind of unhindered not have people trolling around their trap and stuff while they're trying to catch fish. But, you know, the hot spot has just proven to be at the other end of the lake.
Cool.
may have something to do with water conditions. You know, that no-name creek coming into Mission Bay is pretty cold. Noticed it was 4 or 5 degrees colder. So that could be it right there. And just water quality. Some of these jets coming off the bottom are more stable than the ever-changing surface water. So I could see them very drawn to that.
You know, that brings a little of a good point up for somebody who's maybe new to fishing is always carry a thermometer with you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And take your surface measurement. Take, again, a measurement at least like 6 feet down. Mm-hmm. And then it's really nice to have a fish finder that can give you an even deeper, you know, sense of where the thermoclines are, especially in that lake. Those fish, when you're not fishing them sight casting from the shore, they are so thermocline dependent. It's just crazy. I know the state record came from a guy using downriggers to hit those thermoclines at like 150, 170 feet deep at least.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big deal there. But luckily it's not, you know, we'll have this chance here to see him in shallower. Funny little fish story, though, while we were there. Sarah, you know, she was struggling from the bank. And she was like, come over here. Help me get my line out there. She had no backcast, wind blowing in her face at like 20-something miles an hour. So I grabbed her indicator rig, and I stuck the bobber in my mouth, and I just rowed out much further than she could cast, almost into the backing, and spit it out, rowed away from it. It wasn't 2 minutes I rowed away from that thing. I could hear her yelling, "Fish on!"
Oh, that's a dangerous precedent.
That's such a funny... We called it the alley-oop, the catching a fish with an assist. She had two on that way. Her husband pulled it out there for her, two at one point, God. But she didn't keep that sucker on. It shook off, and then she got a couple more that were coming in shallower.
I can see it
when
all
the wind
now.
Would die a bit.
She'll have three, you know, I don't know, what do you call yourselves?
The alley-oop assist.
Slaves, yeah.
Yeah, there you
three
go.
Three or four alley-oops to keep
fish
her
caddies.
Busy. Fish caddies, yeah.
Yeah, so look for, you know, OMAC, just going to keep on getting better. We have these year-round lakes that are opening up right now as far as ice. They're open all year, of course. Rat Lake is ice-free. It's turning over. It's kind of brown. Shouldn't take long, though, for that thing to improve. I think the creek running into that thing, as well as a few of these other lakes around here, have thawed them out much earlier than I thought. Some of these others, like Patterson, just now starting to thaw around the edges. And those edges can be really good. But some of these others with newly recharged inflow creeks are thawing pretty quickly.
Cool.
So, Rat will be done with its turnover process within, you know, a week or two. And, you know, we have Patterson coming out. We have Davis is another year-rounder. Mm-hmm. It takes a little longer again there, like Frost can too. But look for those to be good here coming up. And, you know, I got to check in on what's going on with the road into Leader, because I'm sure that thing's probably thawed.
Yeah.
And we just need to be able to drive ourselves in there to take advantage of it. All the Manson area stuff that's open year-round, like Rosas and Lake Chelan, been producing great.
Cool.
So, you know, there's just a plethora of great things to do
out
there.
A plethora.
You betcha.
That's a lot.
And if you need a little bit of help getting ready, don't forget, Sarah and I are doing the Fishing 101 up at the Freestone on the private pond. Coming up here Saturday, April 14th. We'll be meeting up at noon out at the pond behind the inn there on the patio. We'll do Fishing 101, everything from rod assembly to casting to setting the hook and landing the fish. And then we'll get together for an hour after at Jack's hut there, have a beer. You can shoot any questions by me I maybe didn't cover, or just listen to some fish stories, or just ask some stuff that's maybe been on your mind about fishing around here, where to or how to.
So what sort of equipment should they bring? Just rod and line?
Yeah, we would prefer people come set up with their own stuff, because we want to show them how to set up their stuff. And that way, if they have any questions or maybe need to have things set up a little bit differently, we can show them what and why that is.
Okay.
So, yeah, it should be a good experience. It's just going to be Sarah and I, so we're just going to take six people. We'll stop it there, so we each have just three people, and we can give you all a good amount of attention. And should be a real good time. Your chance to get into a private pond with everything from brown to tiger trout to rainbow trout. I really like fishing that little spot.
How do they get hold of you again? How do you want them to do that?
You can just go ahead and get a hold of me at MetHowFishingAdventures@gmail.com or at 509-429-7298.
Okay.
And I ought to mention that our great,
sponsor?
Yeah, our great underwriters over there at North 40 will keep you geared up for OMAC Lake, all that stuff. It's really helpful, because that thing's so vague and some of the regulations are confusing. You go to the desk and ask Keith or anybody at the fly shop there, they'll give you the map, they'll finger through it with you and show you where to go and what to use.
Nice.
And just kind of get you all set up. They got a They got the fly of the week, 75-cent prince nymphs. I know that's an old school bug that you like.
Yeah.
That's a steal, man.
I couldn't tie it for 75 cents.
It's not worth my time to tie it for that cheap.
That's
so
amazing. Yeah. And they have all of the really cool materials to tie flies.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I got to say, folks, one of the funnest things for a guy who likes to make things, make flies.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fun to do. And then catch a fish on your own fly. It's kingly. Yeah.
It's an art. It's a craft. It's a hunting tool.
And they got all it's of incredible. The best stuff. It's amazing how much equipment they and,
oh, yeah.
and materials they got there.
Everything from ranch gear to not. Let's not. We don't. We always talk about fly fishing, but they got plenty of stuff there for the gearheads too, for you spin guys.
Yeah.
Get your bass gear. Get your spinners. Get your salmon gear. All that stuff. And then of course, fly selection that just makes my ADHD ADD eyeballs spin every time I walk in there.
Cool.
You can check them out. If you don't want to make the drive over the hill, you can order all your stuff from them too at north40.com.
Whoa.
And if anybody needs any fishing tips or would like to book a trip or check out the clinic coming up, just give me a call, 509-429-7298. You can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. And you can get a hold of me on the old inner tubes at metthowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and take care of each other. And let's not ever forget to get that fish right on, baby.